1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
We were talking cereal.
We were. Here,
and Brian, you were asking about the cereal in Costa Rica. You felt like the Fruit Loops were maybe a little stale?
Yeah.
A little stale.
Well, they weren't in a box. They weren't in, even in a, you know, wax paper bag in a box. They were just kind of out in a...
Were they open air?
Yeah.
Oh, so you could spoon them into your bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't like when you have the continental breakfast thing and you turn the knob like a hamster? You know, you have to turn the knob to get more food?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. I did find a big bottle of water mounted on the wall, though, that I could suck out of, you know, as long as I put my paws up on the...
Right.
I'm not a big, and I think we've discussed this on the show, I'm not a big fruit type of, you know, not mm-hmm. Fruity Pebbles, Twix, mm-hmm. Trix.
Fruity Pebbles is off my list. I'll go with Trix or Fruit Loops.
All right. So you have recently, Brian, gone to the grocery store and purchased a box of Trix?
No. But I ate Fruit Loops in Costa Rica.
Close enough.
Okay. So I...
Toucan Sam, what is that bunny's name? Trix?
The Trix Rabbit.
Trix Rabbit. Is that his name, Trix? Or is he just the Trix
Rabbit?
Well,
the cuckoo birds are Sonny. Grandpa and Sonny.
Right.
The Trix Rabbit is just the Trix Rabbit. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the next time you go to the grocery store and purchase a box of Trix, maybe you want to stock up now if we have to go, you know, in our houses for a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if the interaction with the store clerk will be similar to this. I have an interaction of a person buying a box of Trix at a grocery store. A grown man buying a box of Trix at the grocery store.
It's not Tom Brady again, is it? Because you had that exclusive Tom Brady audio yesterday.
No, this isn't. This does have a little bit of a Boston feel to it.
Oh,
but, uh-huh.
Like Park the Ka?
No, there's no Park the Ka here, okay. Rock, you got this interaction with customer? Okay, let's
see. Here you go.
There we go. Thanks a lot. Come again.
Hey.
Hello.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah. Box of Trix.
That's right. I've been led to understand that Trix are exclusively... for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say Trix are for kids in the commercials.
Uh-huh. And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these Trix, there'll be no trouble?
No. You should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
And I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
That's from Ted 2.
Liam Neeson.
Buying Trix.
Brilliantly performed by Liam Neeson.
I just imagine how awful life would be if all advertising slogans were true.
Oh, that's a good bit.
Yeah.
We went up and looked up all advertising slogans,
yeah,
if they were actually true. Wow.
Because you'd start with that one. Are these for kids? These exclusively for kids? No, don't follow me.
What are some other claims, advertising claims? Trix are for kids.
Just do it, Nike.
Yeah,
I guess you could take that.
I don't know that would hold anybody back. It's not.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, call MyPillow.com. So without that pillow, you're powerless to get really good sleep.
Impossible is nothing. Adidas. I mean, I guess. Hey, if I could lift this car, impossible is nothing.
Okay, so you would take Trix as your – is that your number one cereal?
That's pretty good.
Me?
Yeah, Trix. Is that your number one? Because you ate Fruit Loops because Trix weren't available, but you like the fruit.
Well, but Fruit Loops were there. The other choices were, I don't know, some kind of flake and some other kind of flake.
Right, a chocolate frosted flake was one of them.
I love the chocolate. I had the chocolate frosted flakes. I've never seen those, actually. Well, they were at the regular breakfast. Not, I don't know if they were at the
venue. No, I didn't see any chocolatey flakes around where we were.
How do you taste a rainbow? I mean, what kind of crappy slogan is that?
Here's
I can't
one
taste
for you.
A rainbow.
Frosted Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it.
Mm-hmm.
That is quite a claim by that company. Magically delicious. What criteria did you use to measure this?
Magically would actually be, you know, in reality, they're terrible. But through magic.
Oh, they become
We've taken, you know, what we made out of ground up tires and grass and made it magically delicious.
Magically delicious. Dunk. Oh, always out to steal me Lucky Charms. Who was always going to steal his Lucky Charms?
Always after me Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
The kids.
Oh, okay. So Trix were made.
Tricks are for kids.
Kids, okay. But Lucky Charms, they were the ones trying to steal his.
I mean, were Kix really mother tested? I opened a box and I would eat Kix. My mom didn't eat the first Kix. What kind of crap is that?
Yeah.
Plus, hey, mom, you need to eat these, you need to test this box before I eat it because it's mom tested.
I think Kix actually came off the production line as just like a shape test for for Trix.
What a bland cereal.
No
that
color,
yeah,
no sugar.
It was just a little blob of corn starch and hey, does that little circle ball maker
work?
Hey,
Frank, you think we should throw this crappy cereal away? Let me taste it.
We could
box it up and we could say mother tested, kid approved.
Yeah. Who's going to challenge that?
Get Mikey out there. Hey, Mikey, you want to be in charge of Kix? Sure. All right.
Then we can add different flavors and make it actual
peanut
actual
butter
cereal.
Kix is pretty delicious.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
just a
peanut butter.
I don't think this
ball.
Is.
What are the flavors of Captain Crunch?
All of them? There's so many now.
Well, it's made to replicate something. What is it made to replicate?
The Crunchberry?
It was actually, no, just Captain Crunch. It was the first cereal, by the way, to be flavored with an oil.
Oh, I thought it was the first cereal to commit murder because that thing will destroy your mouth. God. If you get a Captain Crunch on the wrong
We've
side
all
of
done
your,
that.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Lord.
We've
yeah.
all
the roof
had
of your mouth.
Yeah. You couldn't eat. God. There's no kid in America that could eat Captain Crunch two mornings in a row.
Hell no.
You just couldn't.
Don't say that you didn't. I'm sure I've done that.
It's like eating hot pizza two nights in a row and getting it stuck to the roof of your mouth twice.
At night you eat hot pizza and the roof of your mouth is wrecked. Yeah. Next morning you have Captain Crunch.
Oh, that would be painful. Oh.
No.
That might be someone's hell.
No, it's not. That's a great kid life. That's, even though it's a lesson learned, it's still fabulous.
Captain Crunch is supposed to replicate.
Okay, don't tell us. What do you think it is, Tim?
Captain Crunch is supposed to replicate.
Well, it's.
I have an idea. I think it's supposed to be pancakes and syrup.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's my guess. What's yours?
Oh, I don't know. Jagged Glass?
Okay, Jagged Glass. I say pancakes and syrup. Brian?
Was developed to recall a recipe of brown sugar and butter over rice.
Over rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I would say.
It's okay.
I would say circle gets the square on that one.
The sugary part I was going on to, like a maple-y.
Pamela Lowe, a flavorist at Arthur D. Little. A flavorist at Arthur D. Little. Yeah, Arthur D. Little, the big flavor company.
Highly respected
flavor company.
Yeah.
Developed the original Captain Crunch flavor in 1963, recalling a recipe of brown sugar and butter her grandmother, Luella Lowe, served over rice at her home in Derry, New Hampshire. Before developing the flavor, Quaker Oats already had a marketing plan. Lowe created the flavor coating for Captain Crunch, describing it as giving the cereal a quality called want moreishness.
It's a good flavor. I like it. It worked. It's still out there.
When was the last time?
Still out there.
You bought a box of Captain Crunch?
Oh, forever.
No, Tuesday.
Really?
Seriously? Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. I got the
plain Captain Crunch?
No, it's the cotton candy Captain Crunch.
God, good God.
Yeah.
Just go to the dentist right now. My Lord. Cotton candy Captain Crunch?
I haven't had it.
What the hell is that?
There's peanut butter crunch. There's
peanut butter crunch is... Peanut butter crunch is fantastic.
And then there's the oops all berries.
Yes.
Because it's like they made a mistake and dumped all the different flavors of berries.
That one's pretty good.
There's the cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
How do you not buy cotton candy
there's
Captain
the chocolate
Crunch?
Berry
I'd
cereal.
Want nothing to do with cotton candy Captain Crunch.
It's like you're a Beatles fan, you own every Beatles album, but you're not gonna buy that one. Why? It's Captain Crunch.
Because Ringo's in it.
No. No.
No, it was a Halloween Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
You guys Lucky Charms fans?
Never liked it. My sister liked it when we were kids.
Too much non-marshmallow
in
there.
Right. But you can buy the extra marshmallows. We've had this discussion on the air that you can buy those now and just load it up. Why would you even mix it with other Lucky Charms when you could just eat those little marshmallows with milk?
It's like being able to buy the Kraft macaroni and cheese powder.
Well, I would get the deluxe.
Which you can do. You can do that.
Yeah.
You used to.